Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome, happy new year. Welcome to Access All Areas. I am Stephen Lane.
And I'm Bobby Norris. Happy New Year, everyone. 2022, it's finally here.
Finally here. Christmas and all of that, we are done with. We are moving on. We have, we're back to our normal selves. We've been away for a month, but we are back doing Access All Areas. How have you been?
Really good, thank you, babe. I've missed you. And I've missed our weekly chats and doing the show.
Yeah, it's
so
been a while.
Lovely to be back. Fresh year. I think we were saying in the last episode we recorded just before the new year, I'm so excited for this year. 2022, I feel like it's going to be a good one. I'm putting it out there, Stephen.
I'm very hopeful myself. Did you have a nice Christmas and New Year, though, Bob?
A lovely Christmas, thank you, with the family. Really nice. Very much indulged in eating. Mm-hmm. And then I ate some more. Mm-hmm. And then I ate again. And I think I got to about 27th, 28th, and I thought, Bobby, step away from the fridge, put down the gammon, the cold turkey, because I love a little bit of bubble. Controversial here, but I prefer the bubble and squeak on Boxing Day to the actual Christmas dinner.
I can understand that. Yeah, very good.
And I love eating. Let's have it right. But I did get to a point where I think we just do it Christmas. For some reason, I just feel like we eat more than we would on any other day. And that's quite all right to do.
It's one day a year, maybe two if you're pushing it. Maybe three, who cares?
I think I got to about four. and justifying, well, it's in the fridge. It's going to go to waste. How about you? How was your Christmas? You went to see the family?
Yes, I was very pleased. I went down a bit earlier than I anticipated because I got in a panic. I spent it with my sister and my nephews. And my mum, which was lovely, and my grandparents came, and it was just really nice to kind of hang out. And I did have to work from home for a bit, but that was fine. And I went out for a long walk with my nephew. We went foraging one day. You know, we did loads of just wholesome, nice things, and had a nice time. I did come back after Christmas and got COVID, but I'm fine. It was very brief, and I was out of isolation just after New Year. Other than that, it's all been pretty good, really. And now, like you said, we're back at it, doing what we do best, Bob.
Absolutely. And are you excited for 2022, Stephen?
I am. Yeah, I've got the same feeling as you. I'm feeling oddly optimistic, which for me, as a fairly negative Nancy, is a surprise. But no, I've got a good feeling about 2022, despite the slightly off-putting beginning of the year for me.
Got fresh 12 months.
Yeah, exactly. So all good. No complaints. I mean, it's been, obviously we haven't done the show for a month. What showbiz news has been catching your eye, Bob, over the last little while?
What's been going on? Obviously, I think, got to start by speaking about Louise Thompson from Made in Chelsea fame.
Big deal, wasn't it? She had a really traumatic birth by the sounds of things, and was in hospital for over a month, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think was then in ICU, wasn't she?
So it was quite shocking. You kind of think that things like that don't happen anymore, kind of like traumatic births and things going wrong and all sorts. I don't know, in my mind, it was a bit of a surprise. But I know we've had Sam on our show before, haven't we? And he's even, her brother, and he's even spoken out saying how shocked he was about what happened. Glad she's doing better, though, for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Mother and baby now doing well, which is lovely. But yeah, like you say, I think we're so blessed here, aren't we, that we don't really think about complications in childbirth now.
Never.
So it was a shocking story to read, and awful, and I can imagine terrifying for all involved, but so happy that she's doing better now, bless her.
Yeah, definitely. I did on Reality Stars, I don't know if you saw as well, the stuff with Molly May, Love Island's Molly May, and what she's been saying getting herself in a bit of hot water. Did you see that?
See, I've seen the press side of things and mm-hmm. things on social media. I haven't, and I'll be honest, I haven't heard the interview, but I've obviously seen that there's been quite a bit of press about it.
Yeah, shall I explain a bit further for you?
Fill me in, babes.
So she was on a podcast called The Diary of a CEO, and it was actually in December, but it seems to have been mostly like picked up now. And she said, I'll read out the quote. "We have the same 24 hours in a day as Beyonce does. You're given one life and it's down to you what you do with it. You can literally go in any direction. I understand that we all have different backgrounds and we're all raised different ways and we do have different financial situations, but I think if you want something enough, you can achieve it." So a lot of people were kind of criticizing her because she said, you know, "I've worked really hard, I'm a really hard worker." She obviously has this deal with the clothing brand where she's sort of,
CEO, isn't she?
Exactly, of Pretty Little Thing.
And so creative director.
Yes, that's it, sorry. And people are saying, you know, define hard work, I think was the point. Like, is she the people making the clothes, you know, in a factory? No. Is it fair to say that you can do whatever you want if you just kind of think it into existence? Probably not. And she got called out for it. I mean, I definitely don't think she meant it to offend people. But it was probably a little bit tone deaf, I think. Sometimes you have to understand the privileged situation that you're in, and someone like her, who, I mean, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think has like a fashion degree or a design degree or anything like that. It would be very hard for anyone to get into that sort of job position without her having done something like Love Island, like she did. And I think it was a lack of understanding that was what got her to where she was, maybe.
And I say, I'm a big believer that everything's about intent. And mm-hmm. I don't, from what I've read on it, I don't believe she was ever coming from a place to offend, or there was no malice in what she was saying. So
yeah,
for me, I don't think the intention was bad. But like you say, maybe it was not worded. It's such a strange one, is it? Because everyone is in different situations in life, mm-hmm. isn't it? And everyone has different privileges. It's a real hard one to kind of generalise. But ultimately, if your intention isn't coming from a bad place, sometimes if things are worded not the best, and once you've said it, it's kind of like, oh, that maybe wasn't how I'm. But like I say, I've not actually heard it, so it's a real difficult one. But
have you ever got yourself in hot water, Bob?
Sorry, babes.
Have you ever got yourself in hot water over anything you've said? Because I know I have on this show before.
Do you know what? I don't think I have, thankfully. No. I don't know.
That's for the best. That's a good thing. So, I mean, yeah.
But I genuinely believe that I do massively stand by. Intention is everything. And
yeah,
I mean, this is slightly detouring away from the Molly Mayne story we're talking about, but you know, for a prime example of sometimes if I was speaking to you now and the way we're speaking,
yeah,
you can kind of pick up on people's tone and sarcasm. Mm. And I find in emails and texts sometimes what you could say in a voice note or in an actual phone conversation can read very different.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've got myself in hot water with friends and stuff before, or actually on Twitter. I'm very active on Twitter, and I have found myself in hot water because I was saying something sarcastically and it made it sound like, I don't know, I was Theresa May's biggest fan or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, and I never intend. Yeah. I guess the same kind of applies to Molly May. I imagine going forward, she'll probably think twice before she comments on such things again. But you know, it can happen to anyone putting your foot in it, can't it? So
of course, exactly. And I'm sure everyone out there at some point has put their foot in it or said something and kind of thought, after all, I wish I'd have worded that a little bit different.
Yeah, 100%.
Sticking with the showbiz theme boat, you know, I love a bit of Kardashians. It kind of, I'm not going to lie, it was a very exciting day when I looked on social media and I saw that they're doing a brand new show for Hayu.
They are?
Is it Hayu or Hulu? There's two. I think, or maybe it's Hulu.
I don't know about this.
Yeah, so it's not keeping up with the Kardashians. I think it's called The Kardashians.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be exclusively on one of these I think it's, I better get my facts right on what platform that is. Believe it's Hulu, not Hayu.
Okay.
But yeah, that's exciting. But show aside, we're seeing Kanye and Kim. Yeah, so it's definitely Hulu, guys. So we're seeing that the aftermath of kind of, now we know that Kim's filed for divorce allegedly in February.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye's been linked to a model since the breakup.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing Kim. I know they've denied rumours, but what's your thoughts? I mean, I know you're not the biggest Kardashian fan.
I'm not, but I will say when it comes to Kim and Kanye, I'm interested. It's a bit like, you know, David and Victoria Beckham. I might not be like that invested in them, but I'm interested in what happens. And obviously to see Kim and Pete Davidson still seems to be ongoing, I think, doesn't it, for now. And then Kanye and this weird date that he went on, the second date, which then the woman who he went on a date with, I think her name is Arena, she did like a whole feature for it for a magazine about what it was like going on a date with Kanye. So I mean, yeah, it's definitely like a the weirdness continues, doesn't it, basically, with Kanye West, I think.
And I think so, she's said that she's a diehard OG fan of the Kardashians as well.
How awkward. How thoroughly awkward.
It's a little bit of a, ooh, isn't it? It's a toe curler.
Yeah, it certainly is. Plenty of, so her and Molly May both maybe putting their foot in it a bit at the moment. But yeah, interesting. And I'll be intrigued to see where it all goes. Well, today we have an awesome show. We've got three guests lined up today. We've got a returning guest, Tessa Hartman from Real Housewives of Jersey. And also after her, we've got Summer Montes Fulham, who has been on the show before when I used to do it with Joanna. And then afterwards we have Greg O'Shea, former Love Island winner and Olympian. So plenty to talk about with him. But we have Tessa. Yeah, fab show.
Strong, strong episode 1 to 2022. Yeah. I love it. I think Tessa might be here.
I think she is. Let's get her in.
Let's get her in.
Hello.
Hello, babe.
Here we are.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you two. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. How are you? Did you have a lovely Christmas?
I had an amazing Christmas. We went away, which was fabulous. And we came back actually 10 days ago and then we all got COVID and it was all quite scary.
Oh, no.
And, it was just like, you know, everyone's like doing lateral flows like all the time. I'm like super cautious, hand washing, masking, the whole thing, vaccinated, all of that. Came back from a great holiday. My son got really ill, rushed into Chelsea and Westminster Hospital. He's 17. Bit of a scare, and then my other son got it, and then I got it, and then my husband is a wee bit poorly, but not quite the way the boys were. So today's my out of isolation day, boys. So here we are, the makeup's on, hair's done. Oh. First time in 10 days, joyous.
Well, thank you for spending it with us.
Thank you. And how's your son now? Is he okay? Sorry. Now, your son? Is he feeling better?
You know, Bobby, he's just exhausted. I mean, he got a real fright. You know, he had shallow breathing. He had a terrible temperature. His eyes rolled. We called an ambulance. It was all quite frightening, I'm not going to lie. But I have to say that the staff at the hospital were just amazing, even for alleviating my fears. X-rayed him, scanned him, because I think there is an issue with young boys. I did a lot of reading that they're worried about a potential. He's had his first vaccine, but he hasn't had his second one because of his age. There are side effects to do with the heart and teenage boys, but you know, thank goodness that wasn't to be. But he's still breathless and quite weak, but he's not ill, so thanks, but you know, to God for that. But it was just, you know, it's a scary time. I mean, I'm vaxxed and boosted, and this is now the third time I've had it, so you know,
third.
Yeah, I mean, in the last year, I had it twice last year and now just again. Certainly, I do think absolutely that because I'm vaccinated and boosted, it's certainly not as bad, but it's not a good ride, is it? It's not a pleasant experience.
Definitely not, but glad that you're okay and everyone else is okay.
Yes, we're all on the mend now. We've got that good Scottish spirit. Get up out your bed, put yourself together, get your makeup done, you know.
So it was a bit of a quiet one for you then, was it, New Year? Did you have
we were on holiday and we literally flew back on like the 1st and that was it. Since then, it was all woof. So we had a fabulous Christmas, a really nice New Year. We were away, we were skiing and we had great fun and all the family were there, my girls were there, and it was just so lovely for all the Hartmans to be together. So that was just, it was great. But we came back to 2022 with a thud.
Well, you weren't the only one.
The whole world's got it now. Everyone I speak to at work, I'll be like in my bed, you know, on my laptop, and everyone's like, you know, working from home ill, but hey, it's what it is. We're alive, so we mustn't complain.
Exactly.
Talking it back with a thud, Housewives Series 2. How was it for you? Did you enjoy filming this, the second series this time around?
Bobby, I'm not going to lie. I didn't really. Look, you know, first of all, I think, you know, anyone in television, I'm grateful for the opportunity. It's a fantastic franchise. I'm grateful to be part of it. As an experience, it was very different to the first one. The first one was fun, you know, and you could follow the storylines because they evolved on the show and you could pick a team and the viewer could go along with it. This season was a very different experience for me personally. I felt quite isolated. I wasn't part of the gang. It felt, you know, uncomfortable at times. But, you know, that's how it rolls and that's the world of reality TV. There were some lovely experiences. I got to share my 25th wedding anniversary, which we celebrated last summer, which I love to do and my kids are all part of. And that was great. So, you know, and I'm very grateful to, you know, Jersey's wonderful. Jersey looks great. You know, I think it's just such a fantastic platform for Jersey to showcase the island. Mm. But let's just say it was a different experience with a lot of interesting personalities.
Why did you feel so isolated this series, hun?
Do you know, I think, Bobby, it was just... you know, we left series one and we, you know, we ended with a chalet party and everybody kind of like got together and we're all friends. And we come back 6 months later and I work full time and all, you know, the other ladies had been socializing and had formed a really quite, you know, tight knit friendship group, which is great. No issues with that. You know, I work, I'm a mum, I don't have time to do that. But when you come back into the fold, do you know, like the way when you go back to school after the holidays and they've mm-hmm. all been playing together and you're not. Mm-hmm. And then there's the inside jokes and there's the wee digs and there's a lot of stuff that goes on that I just felt, you know what, I'm too old for that now. And I just felt it was, you know, quite harsh and vitriolic and quite mean. And I absolutely understand that The Housewives is a franchise, is all about the drama, but I think it needs to evolve on the show. And I feel that, you know, I felt a bit let down with the edit because I think if you're going to have the drama, you need to show the viewer warts and all. You need to show how these people behave. If you're going to cut them, and that's a wee bit unfair. But that's life of reality TV. I don't need to tell you that. So I did feel a wee bit let down there. But again, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't want to throw my toys out the pram. I signed up for it. Perhaps it was naivety on my part in that reality TV is a different animal. And, you know, it's a bit like a social experiment. You have all these women come together and they're all desperate for storylines and they'll make up stuff and spin stuff and whatever. And I'm like, but so it was interesting. It was very different experience.
So was it filmed quite a while ago?
Last summer, yeah.
Okay, so what's happened since with the ladies? Are you kind of still in touch with them or what's the...
No answer. No. No, do you know what? It was so uncomfortable by the time it got to the end of the show. I mean, I actually couldn't wait to finish it because, mm-hmm. you know, I am all about positivity. I've been through so much in my life and my family is everything. And I just think that with everything in the world, with the people are having to reinvent themselves, work harder, get through COVID, do everything else. I think that when you bring a group of women together, yes, we can disagree and argue and whatever, but when it gets that nasty, there's no point. And it's just something that I didn't feel that I should be part of. You know, I just don't think that's where we're at. 2022, the world's such a different place. Yes, give them the glamour and the drama, but there's a limit. And so I don't really see them. I see Mia occasionally, who actually I got on with really well now, out of all of them, but she's very busy with her children. But the rest of them, no, I don't, because they were they weren't nice to me or my family. And when somebody comes for your family, you just step back. My rule of thumb is to my kids, you know what, when people are nasty, you don't engage.
So how do you feel about a potential third series? Should it get renewed next year, or I guess it'd be this year? Is it something you would do again?
Do you know, I think that's up to ITV. I think, you know, it's part of a great brand, and I'm sure a lot of people loved it, and I don't know how the ratings will do. It probably will do really well, because there was a lot of drama that perhaps wasn't delivered last year. How we got to that point is maybe up for debate. I think probably the biggest issue is not whether it will be renewed, it's whether, you know, another big issue for television in general is, you know, what's everybody going to do when you go back to filming and you're not vaccinated? Quite a lot of the wives weren't vaccinated and they're anti-vaxxers. So, you know, I'm going to hold my hands up and think, I think that's another thing that slightly bothered me. I was a bit irritated by that because, you know, I'm very much for science and following the rules. And when you go to work, and there's 30, 40 people on set and cameramen and lighting people and whatever, and they're all following the rules and whatever, and you're not vaccinated for some months, I think that's a wee bit selfish. So I think, you know, that's a big question when you go back to these productions. What are the rules going to be? You know, is it going to be mandatory for people to have a vaccination if they're doing a TV production? My personal thoughts are that it should be. If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's a choice that you take. But then you have to make allowances and maybe change what you do as a result of that. I certainly wouldn't want to force anybody into it. But I think that's a really big moral dilemma that the world of television is going to have to face.
Would it stop you personally from going back if they, for instance, didn't get vaccinated between now and whenever the next series started?
Yeah, I think it probably would. I mean, there was too many of them. You know, there's seven women, and when, you know, half of them aren't, you know, almost over half aren't vaccinated.
Yeah.
Given what I've been through, that's a lot. And I think it's unfair to, you know, I'm almost irrelevant. You know, there's only seven women, but there's, you know, lighting technicians, audio guys, producers.
Yeah, directors. It's more than just the cast, isn't it?
It's not about me or the cast. Mm. It's about a team. And I think that, you know, as I keep saying to people, nobody wants to get vaccinated. Why would you want to put that into your body? But you are trusting science. Mm. And I have four children, and I've been through a lot health-wise myself. My daughter's asthmatic. So I think we have to follow the rules. And I think that if that means that, you know, if you really feel that strongly about it, then you shouldn't want to put yourself in harm's way for other people. You know, you can't ask all these people to come to Jersey and film for 3 months and not get vaccinated, expect them to go into the room with a mask on and not come out should they pick it up if you haven't been vaccinated. It's just not fair. And it's unfortunately a moral dilemma that the world is going to have to face across all industries, never mind television.
You mentioned the edit, babe, about this second series. And I think especially with Housewives, because there's a lot of kind of the green screen talking to camera pieces, I guess you don't know what the other ladies are saying until you watch that as it's gone onto the hub or as it goes out. Or do they show you in advance?
We got to see the entire show just probably about a month before it aired, you know, in December, throughout every other week. So
is it already all recorded by then, or can you react to what the other ladies have said?
Oh no. You literally react to what you filmed. So, you know, a lot of people think that it's scripted. It's not scripted. Which is even more, it's like a social experiment. You're actually watching this behavior and you're thinking, wow, that's real.
You couldn't script it if you tried some of the stuff.
It would be easier to say it's scripted, yeah. Wow, they're really saying that. but I think that, you know, you just go with the flow. And so your green screen is your reaction to what you filmed that week. And, you know, and that's authentic. So I think for me, you know, for how the series evolved from episode 1 to 9, I was true to myself and I stuck to my guns. But because so many bits were edited out, you can think, oh, she looks like she's overreacting a wee bit. Why is she crying there? I was crying. I was like, you know, hold my hands up. It was, you know, episode 2, I lost, you know, I had never experienced around a table with a group of women like that, with the things that were said about me and my family, most of which weren't shown. And I lost it and I went home and I cried like a baby. And that's the first time I've done that in a long time. You know, I've been in business for 30 years and I've never felt like that. So, but again, you know, it was, it's a learning curve and that's the world. And it's not, I don't feel it's anyone's fault, but the women themselves, you know, it's not ITV's fault. It's not the production company's fault. The, you know, these, you know, the women are, we are responsible for our own behavior. And I think as a woman, it was just it was a wake up call, as I said to my sons, that, you know, even in your 50s, you go through stuff like this, not just at school.
Mm-hmm. So what, so putting all that in the past, what are you looking forward to in the year ahead? Have you got some exciting plans for 2022?
Yeah, do you know what? I mean, it's like I keep saying to my husband when he talks to me about it, he said, how are you feeling? I'm like, do you know what? That's 2021. It's done. I'm grateful. You know, we're moved on to 2022. I'm really busy at work. We've developed a swimwear line called Hearty Swim, which I've been developing for about 18 months, which is great. My husband's doing, you know, quite well on the art scene. He's had a big exhibition in Saatchi, so that's great. And you know what, we're a family of hustlers. We work all the time. You know, we are, I think my biggest downfall, my husband and I, is that we are workaholics. And you know, if we're not with our kids, we're working. Or
I wish, can you give some of that to me, because I don't have any of that.
Yes, I wish I could like offload it sometimes, because I'm like, you know, even in COVID, I'm like, okay, let me check my emails. you know what, it's good. 2022 is good. We're healthy, you know, having been through this COVID malarkey. It's not a pleasant experience, but lots to come in 2022. And Talia's in the studio recording your songs. My other daughter, Tessie's working away. And yeah, it's all good. I'm just, you know, 2022, here we come.
Housewives aside, hun, is there any other reality TV shows you'd quite fancy giving a go?
Do you know, I would love to do more kind of like mentor stuff, you know, kind of like The Apprentice or Dragon's Den. I was actually asked to do Dragon's Den several years ago and I couldn't do it just with work commitments. But I would love to do more. I would love to empower women. I've spent a lot of time, you know, I set up the Fashion Awards and Style Awards, and for that, part of that reason was to actually nurture and help young entrepreneurs get off their game. And there's just so much talent out there in the creative industries and fashion and design and photography, and I love all that side of it. So I'd love to do something that actually showcased talent and give a platform to the next generation of kids out there that are going to shape the UK, you know, something like that would be great.
Love that. And will that be coming back, I guess, as restrictions are lifting now for 2022, will you be going bigger? Because you couldn't do it last year, could you, your annual
exactly event? I couldn't. No, Bobby, you're right. And you too, if I do it this year, you're coming over.
I'm coming, because I've never been Jersey, and no, whenever I see it on telly, I'm like, it looks like Ibiza.
It's great. It was brilliant. Honestly, we had a private jet sponsor. We flew in, and Alicia Dixon, Gemma Collins came. We had loads of people there, and it was great. And people, Jersey is so unexpected for people. You know, it's only 35 minutes from London, and people just don't realize how gorgeous it is, and the white sands and the tropical waters. And it really is, for somewhere in the British Isles, it's stunning. So it's well worth the trip.
To sign me up.
It as we speak.
Oh, thank you. On the jet so now, shall I?
Yeah, could you? I don't live far from City Airport, so you know, if you could.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Tessa. Really appreciate it. Where can we catch Real Housewives?
You can catch it on Monday night at 9 PM on ITVB, and you can catch it on the ITV Hub and the STV Player.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again. Really great to talk to you, and glad you're feeling better.
Thank you for having me.
Say hi to Talia.
Thank you for joining us. Lots of love to the family. Keep safe.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks, Stephen. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
such a glamour puss,
isn't she? And such lovely energy. It's a shame that she had that she's had a tough time on the latest series of Real Housewives of Jersey. But I guess that's the way the cookie crumbles with that show, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, we have our next guest ready to come in, the equally gorgeous Summer Montes Fulham. So let's get her in for a chat. Hello.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are both of you?
Fabulous.
Thank you, babe.
Fabulous.
Really good.
You're looking good. Incredibly glam as normal.
Oh, thank you. How was your New Year, both of you? And
mine was ropey because I had COVID, but let's not go into the details of that. Yours was all right, wasn't it, Bobby?
Yeah, mine was lovely, thank you. How about yourself?
Good. Good. It was great. It was nice to have a new Christmas here where we've moved to, so everything's all new, and it was just perfect. It was a perfect Christmas.
So yeah, you've left Kent, haven't you? You're no longer a Kent girl. Where are you now? What's the store?
I'm in the Cotswolds, so not far from Cheltenham.
Gorgeous part of the world.
Eh? Yeah, the countryside and the people are nice. Just everything about it is just so perfect. It's healthy. It's a new life, and I am having the best time here so far. I've only been here like 6 months, 7 months now. It's the best.
Oh, and are you excited for 2022? I was saying to Stephen, I mean, I know we've literally just stuck our toe into the wall with 2022, but I feel good vibes about it. I'm putting it out there.
I feel good vibes. Yeah, I mean, I feel good vibes. I mean, it's been a crazy couple of years for all of us, and I'm hoping this year will be a far better year for all of us. So, yeah, I've got good vibes. Fingers crossed. Well,
you've got like a new business, haven't you?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So I've started my new business, which is aesthetics. So I'll be doing all sorts of fillers, anti-wrinkles. So that will be my focus. Darling, you don't need it. You don't need it. But yeah, so this is my new adventure. And I just can't wait to do something that is mine and that I've worked really hard for. I've worked really hard behind closed doors the past couple of months. So to finally have something that I can be like, right, this is mine. No one can take it away, and have a focus. I can't bloody wait. I'm so excited.
When do you hope to open your clinic, hon?
So I've got a couple of girls booked in. So I'm aiming for, yes, I cannot wait. I'm aiming for towards the end of the month to get everything properly ready and get the salon done and get myself ready. I don't want to rush for time and run out of everything. I want to get it all right.
Do you ever, like, I never really know with like when you learn how to do those things, like, do you have to do it on yourself?
I mean, probably after a couple of girls, I may end up doing it by myself or to myself, but I probably won't start doing that. No, who knows?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, you're very young, I guess, to be starting on that. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, what kind of inspired you to do this? I think, am I right in thinking that your family are involved in
beauty background?
Yeah.
So my father does tattoo removal, and we had laser hair removal, so we've had that background before, and still currently. So I wanted to go into the family business, but I wanted to do something on my own first, and then see where life takes me, and just do something for myself first, and then go into the family business later on. So I'll be doing some in Cheltenham, and then eventually open up somewhere in London. So I'll be doing the both.
What a lovely start to the new year as well. Like,
yes,
we've had adventure.
Yes, we've had so much to celebrate at the moment.
So that's business covered. Let's talk love.
Oh my God, Bobby, where do I begin with love?
Wherever you want to begin.
There isn't any. I just can't find anyone. Just normal or decent, just there aren't any decent guys at the moment.
Not even in the Cotswolds. Bad. I would have thought the Cotswolds is like full of like decent, you know, hard-working, attractive men.
I'm moving there then.
We could be neighbours. I don't know, with all the like everything going on COVID-wise, it has been really difficult to date, but anyone that I do date just are just so disappointing. And I know that sounds really like, oh my God, but it really is. They've either got secret girlfriends, living double lives, or just not telling the truth, or just control freaks. And I don't want any of the above. I'm sick of liars. I don't want any more lies. Just what? Why can't people be honest? I just. Everyone finds out anyway. So, I mean, dating sucks at the moment. I suck at finding a decent boyfriend. I've been single for 2.5 years.
So how do you find out in the dating stage that they've got secret girlfriends?
Bobby, I'm like an MI5 agent. I find out everything. I find out absolutely everything. You know, if someone says the grass is green, I'm going to double check that the grass is green. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't know. I just find out these things. It's a small, very small world, I think. It's a very small world. And everyone knows everyone.
And do you call the guy out in particular if you find out that he has got a girlfriend on the side? You say to him, actually, I know all about whatever her name is, and give him the receipts.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely hand him his receipts, and I would also tell the girl as well.
Oh, you're one of those. Okay.
Well, I just think it's so disgusting that, because, you know, I just don't like being in that situation. So if you're confident enough to go out and be single when you're not single, then face the consequence for sure.
Are you like an apps person, or are you more like a meet down the local pub kind of person?
I'm 100% like old school. I'd love to meet people in person. I haven't tried apps. Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe one day I may give it a go, but all the time, all my friends are saying, stay clear. I think I'd just stay clear.
My experience would agree with that.
Yeah, I think I might do.
What's your type? If I could get my magic wand out. Well, that sounds a bit bad, doesn't it?
Yeah, keep your magic wand to yourself, Bobby.
I don't think you'd want my magic wand. But if I could grant you a wish, shall we say, moving away from wands, and I could create you your perfect man, what would you be?
I don't have looks preference. I don't go by looks. I go by the person. I want someone that's driven, that's confident, that's loyal. It's huge thing for me. So loyal and just honesty and not controlling, just all the good things that I just don't seem to be getting.
Do you think that if a man started going out with you and he like googled you, he might be a little bit intimidated?
I mean, no, I don't know. I don't,
because you're a very warm, friendly person, but you know, you give off like quite a, like you're very sexy. Like, you know what I mean? And like, when we see you on the websites and stuff, that makes it sound like porn. I don't mean that.
Oh,
But I mean, like,
can
if we see
just
you on the sidebar or something, you know, like, and do you think that might intimidate some men?
I don't know. I think a couple of people have questioned it, but so many people that I have met, and I have dated a couple of guys now, and they haven't been bothered. I think I've been very upfront about, you know, like a situation, if someone asks, I'm going to answer. I'm not going to lie, because, you know, the past and the past did feature. So I can't lie, because you just Google it and you find it all anyway. But, you know, I don't know. I think people will ask. If they ask, I'll answer. And communication is the key, for sure.
I agree with you on that one.
Are there any potential dates lined up at the minute?
No, actually.
It's January. Why, do you know anyone? It's a quiet month.
No, I wish I did, Bose. We'll go out together and have a little look.
This sounds good to me. It's a dry January. In all aspects.
And what about all the horses, Summer? Because you are like a busy with your horses all the time. I remember the last time I saw you, like, some of your horses about to give birth and all sorts was going on. Now you've got like a whole family of them.
Yeah, I have 9. I have 9 now. So my mares did give birth, so I have 2 extra. So yeah, now I have 9, and there'll be 2 in April. I just don't know where the time has gone. They were like just this big not long ago. It seems so weird. And I feel since moving here into the Cotswolds, this is like a holiday for us. I don't feel like it's real yet. So when I go to the horses, the drive, just when I get there, the scenery, just everything just seems not real. It hasn't quite kicked in yet, so it doesn't quite kick into me like when I go to the horses and I've got 9. It's a bit weird. If people say, how come you've got 9 horses, or why so many? I'm like, I don't actually know where they all came from. You know, one was given to me, one was a rescue, 2 were pregnant. I mean, they just keep popping out like daisies. I don't know why they keep popping up, but they do. It's my hobby.
That's exactly it. And it's nice to have something that you're sort of passionate about. to your work, right?
Yeah, for sure.
To your new.
Do you have a name for what your clinic's going to be yet? Can you tell us what the salon's called?
So I'm having a room somewhere in Cheltenham until I've like got on my feet and figured out what's going on, and then I'll open up my own salon. But at the moment it's Aesthetics by Summer. It's on my Instagram. So
okay, well, check that out.
Yeah.
And so, and to clarify, what sort of things will you be offering? You mentioned the
so lip fillers, the smile lines here, anti wrinkles, all of the fillers that anyone would want to come in and have a treatment for. But I think I'll be really particular. I don't want someone just to come and go, oh, I want to have like lips out here, you know. I want them to feel happy and confident, and what will make them feel confident in themselves if they want a little bit of a plump.
This line now is starting, I'm starting to get, it's a bit like what's his name, Gordon Ramsay. I feel like I'm starting like it's starting to be like there all the time. I think mid-30s, this is when it happens, isn't it?
I've got one as well. I've got a really bad one,
but you've got your fringe to cover.
Yeah,
it.
I've got
a receding hairline as well, Summer. I can't do that.
Just keep, try and grow it.
Make like a monobrow. I did when I was at school.
So I think so many more people are honest and speak about having it now. And even like the last 10 years, seeing such a difference. I think people used to think there was a bit of a taboo about going and having a bit of Botox or something. Now it's like just going to have a haircut or some highlights done, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a preference, but also I think so many people have a negative judgment on it. I mean, not everyone goes crazy with it. Some people have a very subtle look or whatever they want. Not everyone has to go, you know, crazy, but I think people that are just nasty about it just need to like just step back a bit and not be so nasty. Just if someone wants it done, have it done. Do what makes you feel sexy. You are your own person. If you want to feel sexy and have a bit of lip filler or, you know, a bit of a freeze up here or a bit of lift here, bloody hell, go and do it. Go and do
it. Whatever floats your boat, as long as you're not hurting anyone in life.
Yeah.
You want a fringe, have a fringe.
And you obviously dipped your toe a little bit into the reality TV world, didn't you? Is that something you're considering doing any more of?
I mean, I would definitely see what offers came my way. You know, I have had things on the table, but COVID really screwed that up for me, and that was why I wanted to do something for myself and not rely on something that's so not stable. I want to have my own business, my own this, that and the other, and that industry just wasn't stable. So I have had offers, and if something comes through the door, yeah, absolutely, I'll have a look at it. But at the moment, just I think COVID just ruined it for a lot of people, you know, a lot of people. It really affected the industry for sure.
Is there any shows in particular you'd kind of like to give a go?
No, I don't know, Bobby. I don't know. Just see what came my way, I think. Just see what came my way for sure.
Well, I did read that apparently Joey Essex has made a six-figure sum doing I'm a Celeb Australia. So, I mean, if they called you, you know, I think.
I mean, I would be so good eating the spiders and things like that. I would definitely do the other challenges, but, you know, I'm veggie, so eating the spiders and shit like that probably wouldn't quite go down well with me.
The kangaroo's testicle ain't really the one for you, babes.
That is not for me. A testicle, no. Not a kangaroo testicle.
I think you shocked yourself saying that, didn't you?
I did. This is why I need to like concentrate. I literally don't have a filter whatsoever.
That's what we love on Access All Areas.
Yeah, that's
the
whole point.
Love it.
Thank you so much for joining us, Simon. Best of luck with the clinic.
Guys. Thank you so much. I shall keep you posted. Thanks for having me on. It was nice to come back virtually, but you know.
True. Hopefully next time we can do it in person.
Yes, 100%.
So nice to speak with you, Hum.
Take care.
Have a lovely evening. Take care.
And
love
you.
To Mum.
Bye. Bye.
It's the glamour show.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Stunning tonight.
I know. I think everyone's sitting in January, they're like, no, do you know, I'm going to put a bit of makeup on and do my hair for Access All Areas.
Love it.
Gorgeous. Well, we've got one more guest, also very gorgeous. Greg from Love Island. Let's get him in.
Let's have a little chat.
Hello.
Hello, Greg.
Hey, lads, can you see me?
Hello, Greg.
Sorry, I'm just had to pull in there. I didn't get home in time. How are you?
That's quite all right. I hear you've already spoken to Bob today.
Yeah, I've done a lot today now. Yeah, but I'm only happy to chat again.
How are you doing? You're right, mate.
I'm good, man. Yeah, very good. Yourself? Good to put a face to the name.
Yeah. Good to catch up with you again. Good to catch up. Where you been today? You in the motor?
I'm in the car at the moment. Yeah, just jumping around, man. You know, live errands and stuff like that. I've got a couple of different things on today, getting this app ready to launch on Thursday.
Yeah, tell us about this app. What is it?
Yeah, man. So it's just, as it says in the tin, Better with Greg. I was chatting to Bob earlier about it. It's all about training with me. So that's the kind of USP, the unique selling point of this app, as opposed to other fitness apps. Every single workout is live with me. And it's kind of tailored towards the people that don't really want to go to the gym, that don't want to be lifting heavy weights and stuff like that. So you can do it all at the comfort of your own home, wherever you want, in your bedroom, in your toilet, doesn't matter. But like, it's all going to be with me. So it's a big responsibility, but I'm also looking forward to it because, do you know what I mean? It's going to be everyone working together and getting a little bit better together. So hence, Better with Greg.
Because you started doing a lot of lives on your Instagram during lockdown, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
And what was the reaction from your followers? Because obviously gyms were closed, wasn't they? So I guess that was helping so many people.
Yeah, it did. We're sure a lot of Instagrammers and stuff did it, but I was lucky enough that I gained a bit of a community, a fitness community around it. And I think it was because I just have obviously a background in sport, and I'd say they just believed what I was saying and they knew that I knew what I was talking about. But I also have qualifications to go with it, like a Pilates qualification and weight loss and things like that. And also I just kind of made it fun and accessible in like 15, 20 minute bursts, not these hour long sessions. So I'm hoping people will enjoy the app and it will kind of help people to get back into the fitness thing in 2022, because I think a lot of people kind of slumped over the new year like myself and took a while to get back into the swing of things.
So would you say this app's ideal for a complete beginner? Like you say, a lot of people don't like the gym. Is this an ideal introduction into fitness? If someone wants to start doing something but wants to do it at home, would you say your app, Better with Greg's, kind of a good way to start fitness journey?
Yeah, 100%, because they're not massive big sessions. They're going to be 20, 30 minute max, and they're going to be, there's going to be modifications throughout. So if you're not able to do, say if I'm doing 15 reps, you might only be able to do 5, but that's totally okay. Or if you're not able to do a full push-up, I'll show you how to do a half push-up, and you just work it up and get, and gonna, it's the name again, just get a little bit better every single workout. So that's what I'm trying to appeal to, literally anyone that just wants to try to get into fitness and isn't like they're worried about going to gym and getting, you know, judgy, or like people are flexing their mirrors. You don't want to be near those people. Like, you just want to be worried about yourself. So that's what I'm kind of tailoring it towards.
And you obviously have a bit of a unique angle on it, because you are an Olympian. As you went to the Olympics last year, didn't you?
I did, man. Yeah.
How was that as an experience?
Crazy, man. I sometimes I forget, and then I look down and I have a tattoo on my leg. I'm like, oh yeah, I did that. And I'm like, fair play, Greg. Well done. Do you know what I mean? Because it just makes everything worth it. Like, I trained like a dog for like 10 years and didn't get paid. I never once did I get paid above minimum wage. Like, I remember my first contract as a rugby player was $3,000 a year, and it went in increments up, and it finally got to $18,000 a year, which was like €1 million to me. So it just makes all the grind worth it. I can close that chapter in my life and be like, you know what? I got to the pinnacle of sport, and now it's time to move on and try other things with my life.
What was Tokyo like?
It was kind of weird, right?
Because it wasn't the big Olympics that you might have experienced in other times.
Exactly. There was no crowd. It was still restricted. Once we got into the village, we weren't allowed to leave unless we were going to train or compete. So that was kind of annoying. We didn't get to see Tokyo. But then again, it was still an Olympics. We still competed in the Olympics, and we still saw like 7 foot tall basketball players and 4 foot tall Chinese gymnasts.
Shot
like,
putters. You know,
yeah. And they're all the top elite athletes in the world, but they're such different sizes, which was amazing. And 24 hour food hall and things like that. Like, so it was really cool.
Was it a difficult decision to give up professional rugby?
Yeah, it definitely, I didn't want to retire, but as I alluded to earlier, there's just, you can't do a full-time job that pays you below minimum wage, because you literally can't live. Do you know what I mean? Lads can't pay rent. Lads can't feed themselves without relying on their family. So you're going to kind of take the strain off the family and be realistic and make a career for yourself outside of rugby. And just finishing on the top of Olympics just seemed like the right way to close the book for me.
Was Love Island part of that decision? Well, yeah, exactly. was doing Love Island part of that, like, transition, you like getting away from the sport and into I know it's before, but you know what I mean.
So. Yeah, not at all, man. Love Island just kind of came out of the blue, and I actually said no to it a few times because of rugby. I was like, look, I can't make it happen. I have training. I have tournaments I have to be at. And so I said no. I suppose they offered me day one, and I was like, look, I can't do it. I'm sorry. And I'd say I'm the only person ever to turn down a day one. But so I went back and I watched the show like everyone else for the first 6 weeks, and I was like, oh, that would have been good fun. But I was training with the lads. I got over it. And Love Island came back onto me, and they were like, look, we really want you to go in. I didn't know why, but I'd say they have some like personality experts, and they knew that I'd link with this person or something. I don't know. So they flew me from a tournament I was playing in France. I was playing on the Sunday, and I flew in the Sunday night to Mallorca. And they went straight in Monday morning. So it was so quick, just out of the blue, 2 weeks, ended up winning the show. And then I went back to training again.
experience.
So it was crazy, man. It was crazy. Like, so just whirlwind, like, you know, and which was, so COVID was kind of welcomed, and like, it allowed me to relax and kind of realize what had just happened in my life. So it was mad, but I do it again. So I know that it was a positive experience.
And you say you was a fan of the show before you ever went into the villa. How did it compare going from being a fan that sits there and watches it at home on the sofa to kind of being an Islander?
Yeah, it was. I'm a massive fan. The one year I got big into it was the Chris and Kem year. And I just thought, this is such a good show.
That was huge that year, wasn't it? I feel like it was.
I haven't met them, unfortunately, but I'd love to. They seem like such good characters. So from there, and just going in, and even for my season, I watched the first 6 weeks. So when I went in and I met Amber and Ovi and everyone for the first time, they were like TV stars to me. So I was like, this is mad. It's crazy. But then to see the ins and outs of it all. And what actually I tell people is that it's more real than you think. Like, everything that an Islander says is their own words. They have their own autonomy to say whatever they want. So when they mess up themselves. It's just, you're kind of like pushed to have certain conversations because they need to make the show happen. Otherwise, everyone would just be sitting down tanning.
And when you go in there as someone that's got the 6 weeks knowledge of watching that series as it's played out, does everyone in that villa, do they all want to know how they're coming across, how the show is, what everyone's saying, like what's the press reaction to it?
Yeah, they were all on top of me, like, how many followers do I have? And Tommy Fury was like, did my brother win his fight? And like a couple of lads were like, who won Wimbledon? And like literally, you don't know anything that's going on in the world. It's crazy.
Quite
so
nice,
you're going in there with that knowledge is like you're going in there with power that everyone wants to know. Do the producers say to you beforehand, don't tell them nothing?
Yeah, they said do not tell them anything. And if they hear you telling them something, they'll stop you. Like the big voice comes on and tells you to stop. And if you do
that
it enough times, you'll get pulled in. You'll get warnings and stuff, being like, we'll kick you off the show if you keep doing it. So I remember I told Tommy he was approaching 1 million followers and stuff like that. Like, so he was freaking out and things like that.
It all worked out pretty well for him, though. So what else, other than Better with Greg, what else have you got planned for this year? Anything else in coming up?
So I've actually started presenting. So I'm presenting a rugby show called House of Rugby in Ireland, which I'm absolutely loving. So it's a perfect position for me with rugby and entertainment. So I'm loving that. I've the app coming out, and I've a lot of brand deals coming through that are really kind of fitting with who I am now, like sports, like Connecticut and things like that. So I'm really just enjoying the kind of mixture of life, man. It's mad, very busy, but it's really enjoyable, you know?
And obviously Love Island is a huge dating show on TV at the minute. How do you feel about potentially, would you do more reality TV, like specifically dating, like celebs go dating?
Celebs go dating, wow, I never thought about going on that one. Do you know what, man? I'm just recently out of a long-term relationship, and it's exhausted me in the world of love. Like, so I just couldn't see myself in a celebs go dating show right now, but I'd love a, like, Strictly Come Dancing or I'm a Celeb or something like that's physically challenging. I'd be into that now.
Fair enough. I can see you'd want to make the most of what you've learned over the years, definitely.
Exactly. Yeah, I think I'd be more suited to something like that now.
I can see you smashing them. Because a show like that, when you get to challenge yourself as well, it's kind of, you're getting something out of it, aren't you?
100%.
Especially if you're out of a long-term relationship, maybe putting yourself into a mixer and starting date again, especially on TV, it's probably a bit too soon.
Yeah, way too soon, man. I think I need to spend time by myself first now and figure some stuff out before getting involved in that.
That's understandable. Yeah, totally get that. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for joining us this evening, Greg, and best of luck with the app. Sounds like a great idea.
No bother. Thanks very much, lads. I appreciate it. I expect to see you on now doing workouts with me. Yeah, there you go.
Aerobic style. That's my sort of workout style. really great to speak to you and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks, lads. You're gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg. Take care. Bye, mate.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye. Lovely.
Lovely, man. Lovely accent as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it does sound like a good idea. Although I have just joined the gym, I do have a lot of friends who are still a bit dubious, and people won't even get on a train and things like that at the minute. So I think these at-home stuff is going to be big for a while yet. So he's probably cornering the market fairly well, I would think.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I think you've hit the nail on the head. People are scared to go out and to... drop me headphones, sorry. I'm scared to go out if they don't feel like it's one thing having to go to the supermarket to get food, but I think a lot of people learn that they can just go for a run at home or train at home during the last couple of years now. So this seems to be the way forward for a lot of people.
So what have you got coming up this week, Bob? Anything exciting? Are you still sort of
what have I got coming up?
Laying low.
I'm training this. I'm fully back into my training, working off them kitchen blankets. What have I got?
Are you going to get massive this year, Bob? Because that's what worries me. I don't want you to get like some big hench, you know.
Like The Rock. and Dwayne, we could have been separated at birth. We'd have spit of each other. We could swap heads. So just train. I'm trying to think. I've got a couple of meetings. I don't... I've lost all track of it. You know, I can't believe, I mean, I know we pre-recorded this one, I can't believe it's only a change. Are you still a little bit unsettled with days at the minute?
Well, I've been back at work over like since last week. So I'm a bit like back in the routine of things and on it. So I'm actually, no, I'm not, Bob. I'm actually, you know.
You know what day it is and what time it is.
Yes.
But I'm very much back into, so obviously I do my Get Gobby with Bobby's for Nomag. So I'm back into doing that. But yeah, full steam ahead now, 2022, loving life. How about you, babe? You're working from home now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm working from home and we'll be pretty much for the rest of this month at least. But yeah, I mean, a bit like you, I'm trying to, I'm back on my calorie control diet. Day two, I've managed to stick to, you know, a day and a half in, so that's good. I'm going back to my spin class, I'm doing... my rowing, I'm going back to that this week, and also just you know, hanging out, seeing pals and stuff, which has been really nice. I did a really long walk on last weekend. I did 29,000 steps and went on the Emirates, you know, the line that crosses over the cable car.
Was it horrific?
I actually, for someone that's terrified of heights, I found it fine. I can't explain why, but yeah, for me it was
alright. It gives me anxiety being on the floor looking at it.
Does it?
Yeah, it literally, that is like terrifying to me.
Well, I do.
In my head I start, oh, well, I won't go.
But it's so weird because I can't be, if you stick me up the shard, Bob, I'd be absolutely wetting myself. Put me on that and I was absolutely fine. It makes no sense. But yeah, so I'm keen to just, you know, like not doing many parties or anything like that at the minute, but I am, you know, seeing friends and doing bits and bobs, you know.
Because you're in a bit of a dry January, aren't you, babe?
Yeah, 100 days actually I'm planning on doing dry, because I do like a drink and I will have a gin and tonic of an evening, maybe two. So I think for me, it's quite good to like cut it out completely for a bit and just sort of focus. And I do find that I get really like in the zone when I'm doing it. So yeah, it's all good.
Oh, good for you, babes. Good for you.
Thanks.
Back in that boat doing your rowing.
Yeah. Back in
the thermal zone. I bet that's cold in January on the water.
I did, my friend who went last weekend said he'd never been colder than after 2.5 hours on the water in freezing rain. But this weekend's looking slightly warmer. So, yeah, thermals will be very much needed, but hopefully not over-the-top ridiculousness.
And any new recruits joined?
Yeah, they have, which is why I'm going on Saturday.
Gonna go and have a look at the guy candy.
Exactly. Although there's quite, it's actually an equal count guys and girls this intake, I believe. So
amazing.
So we'll see what that means for the club. But it's exciting. So glad to be back doing the show with you, Bob. Of course.
I know, it's been such a lovely first show back. Lovely guest, lovely to be back with you.
Yeah, really good, and yeah, great guest up for a chat. So what can we want more than that?
Told you 2022 was going to be a good one, didn't I?
And it's kicked off very well. I'm
disappointed. Starters, you mean to go on, babes?
Exactly. Well, thanks everyone for listening, and until next week, goodbye.
Bye, guys. Stay safe.